Ce matin, nous voulons partager un sujet.
This morning, I want to talk on the subject.
Je voulais parler pour autre chose.
I want to talk about some things.
Mais quand j'étais dans l'avion,
I was going to talk about some other things, but while I was on the airplane, the Lord,
à Dallas,
and I was coming into Dallas, the Lord began to speak to me.
Le Saint-Esprit m'a mis à cœur.
And the Holy Spirit put this in my heart.
Que il y a des esprits des derniers jours.
That there are two spirits in the last days.
Des esprits qui agissent dans le dernier jour.
Two spirits that move in the end times.
Et ces esprits-là cherchent à posséder encore.
And so there's a spirit that tries to possess.
Et agir au travers de ce corps.
And try to.
Soit pour influencer négativement.
And try to move in the earth to influence people negatively.
Soit pour influencer positivement.
And then also we see a spirit to influence positively.
Pour la cause du royaume de Dieu.
For the cause of Christ, for the cause of the kingdom
of God. Un autre esprit agit pour la destruction de vie.
So one spirit tries to influence and destroy your life.
Non pas seulement votre vie,
but not just your life,
mais cet esprit cherche à détruire les générations.
But this spirit tries to destroy generations.
Après nous.
After us, even.
Il y a un autre esprit.
But then there's another spirit.
Qui vient.
That comes.
Qui est plus que cet esprit-là.
That is much more powerful than that spirit.
Parce que c'est cet esprit-là qui a créé l'autre.
And it's this spirit that created mankind.
Cet esprit-là.
This Holy Spirit.
N'est pas fils.
It's not a continuous.
N'est pas fils. Il n'est pas fils. L'esprit-là n'est pas un fils.
That spirit is not a son.
Parce qu'il n'y a aucun ange que Dieu appelle fils.
Oh, because no angels can be called the son. Only the son of God.
Sauf nous les enfants de Dieu.
And so we are children of God.
Aucun ange.
And we are the children of God.
Et cet ange-là qui est usurpateur.
And so angels that are here throughout the earth.
Et qui agit dans le monde.
And they move throughout the earth.
Mais gloire soit rendue à Dieu.
But glory to God. We have angels on our side against those demons.
Parce qu'ils savaient que ces enfants sont chair et sang.
Because even evil spirits know that we have blood and flesh.
Et lui est venu dans ces corps de chair et de sang.
And so God came in flesh and with blood, the Son of God.
Pour nous racheter d'eux.
In order to redeem us and buy us
pour
back.
Pour que nous soyons dans la liberté.
So that we can be in freedom, in freedom. The name of your church.
J'aime bien dans la liberté.
And so we're in the freedom.
Et lorsque vous saisissez ça,
and so if we could catch this,
votre vie ne sera jamais
your
la même.
Life would never be the same.
Amen.
Amen.
Ça agit dans le monde.
And so this is what's happening, what's moving throughout the earth.
Et je crois que le Seigneur nous donnera des occasions pour parler.
And so I hope the Lord will give us the occasion to
share
this today.
Ce matin,
but my purpose this morning,
pour que vous connaissiez l'influence de cet esprit,
that you would really know and understand the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Un esprit qui est une créature de Dieu.
One spirit that is the creation of God.
Mais cet esprit-là dont nous parlons aussi, qui est Dieu.
But then we have the Holy Spirit who is actually God. One spirit was created by God that fell. The other spirit is the Holy Spirit himself.
Cet esprit qui est Dieu.
And so this spirit that is God.
Il n'est pas au ciel.
He's not in heaven, if you think about it.
Depuis qu'il est venu avec Jésus.
But Jesus brought the Holy Spirit with him.
Maintenant,
and now,
il agit en nous.
And now the Holy Spirit moves in us.
Et il n'agit pas seulement en nous.
He doesn't just move in us.
Mais il habite en nous.
But think about this, he lives in us.
Alléluia.
Hallelujah.
Gloire au Seigneur.
Glory to the Lord.
Les deux esprits des derniers jours.
The two spirits of the last days.
Les derniers jours.
In the last days.
Font référence à l'ère chrétienne dans son ensemble.
So think about this. The last days, when we talk about the last days, it refers to the Christian era as a whole.
Et le dernier jour a été inauguré par Jésus.
And the last days were actually inaugurated by Jesus.
Parce que lorsque nous comptons les dates, nous disons avant Jésus-Christ et après.
And think about this. We even have our dates before Christ and after Christ.
C'est Jésus qui a inauguré ça.
So Jesus inaugurated.
Et le Saint-Esprit
and the Holy Spirit
est venu pour continuer à agir, pour préserver.
The Holy Spirit came to preserve.
Cela que Dieu a racheté.
That God came to buy us back or to redeem us.
Voilà le texte que nous voulons partager.
So the scriptures that I want to talk about today.
Il y a plusieurs textes et celui
and there's a few texts that I just want to reference.
Il pourra prendre les notes en
and so we'll put the notes up here and then if you're taking notes, you can put them down. So we're going to start with Acts chapter 1, but to save time, we'll read it in English. And so Acts 1, verses 4 to 8, and we'll put these scriptures up on the screen so that you can reference them. Acts 1, verse 4 says, on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So when they met together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Chapter 2, verses 4 to 8. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? And then we drop to chapter 14, verse through 21. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord yes. will be saved.
Amen. Et le deuxième texte c'est pour 1 Timothée le chapitre 4.
And then really to set the stage, I'd like us to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, and this will just be the first four verses. 1 Timothy 4, 1 to 4.
Okay.
The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Seigneur Jésus, nous te rendons gloire et grâce.
Lord Jesus, we give you the praise today.
Te disons merci pour le Saint-Esprit.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
qui a inspiré cette parole.
Who really breathed this word to us.
Et nous prions non pas comme des professionnels.
And we pray today, we're not professionals.
Mais comme des disciples à tes pieds.
But we're just disciples.
Pour que tu nous enseignes.
And we pray that you would be our teacher today.
Que tu nous apprennes.
And that you would, that we would really understand.
Et que nous puissions connaître ce que nous sommes en toi.
And we would understand who we are in you.
Donne-nous par ton esprit.
Give us by your spirit.
De saisir cette parole.
To understand the subject of your word today.
Et de la mettre en pratique.
And that we would put it into practice.
Et de marcher dans la victoire.
And then to walk in victory.
Au milieu des confrontations
in all
spirituelles.
Of the middle of confrontations.
Spirituel qui est aujourd'hui dans le monde.
Spiritual battles that are in the world.
Nous sommes des messagers, c'est toi le message.
We're just simply messengers, you're the message.
Utilise-nous, Seigneur.
So use us today, Lord.
Bénis ton peuple.
And we give you the praise for that.
Au nom de Jésus.
In Jesus' name.
Okay. Amen. Nous voulons parler pour quelques points, s'il vous plaît.
So I want to just share a few points with you today, if I could.
Le premier point que nous parlerons, c'est Jésus a prédit les derniers jours.
Jesus predicted the end times. Jesus predicted the last days.
Il avait prédit les derniers jours.
And so he predicted this, the end times.
Le deuxième point, le Saint-Esprit a explicitement révélé que dans les derniers jours.
The second point, and I'll be getting to this in a moment, that the Holy Spirit revealed that in the last days there'd be an abandonment of personal faith in Jesus Christ and of biblical truth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Et le troisième point, c'est dans les derniers jours, les croyants doivent s'attendre.
And I'm just giving you an overview. The third point I'm going to touch on is in the last days, believers should expect to face an overwhelming flood of ungodliness.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Et le dernier point.
And the fourth point, the promise of the Holy Spirit in the last days is a counterpoint and the antidote against apostasy and deceiving spirits. On peut commencer à le commencement.
C'est quelques points que nous voulons parler. Jésus a prédit cela.
So Jesus predicted this, and I want to touch on these four things.
Il avait prédit, et vous pouvez lire vous-même dans le livre de Matthieu.
And you can look in Matthew chapter 24.
Le chapitre 24.
Chapter 24.
Lorsque les disciples lui font voir le temple.
And the disciples saw the temple.
Et Jésus a déclaré qu'il ne restera pierre sur pierre.
And Jesus declared, none of this will be remaining.
Et il a dit.
And he told them.
Au verset 5.
In verse 5.
Que la séduction à caractère religieux à l'échelle mondiale.
That there will be religious deception that will spread worldwide. And you can read that
L'esprit
on your own.
L'esprit de séduction.
A religious deception and seduction.
Jésus avait prédit cela pour notre bien.
Jesus prophesied that and predicted that for our benefit.
Il a dit aussi au chapitre, au verset 11.
And then if you continue to read in Matthew 24, verse 11.
Plusieurs faux prophètes se lèveront.
Says that there will be many false prophets and they will rise up.
Et il a déclaré aussi que l'iniquité sera accrue.
And then he declared this, that iniquity, wickedness will increase.
Et la charité d'un grand nombre se refroidira.
And so all throughout the world, we're going to see this increase of wickedness and this increase of iniquity.
Les derniers jours seront caractérisés par un accroissement incroyable de l'immoralité.
And so if you read these passages and you put them together, you see that the last days will be marked by an incredible rise in immorality.
De l'imprudence et de la rébellion contre Dieu.
There's going to be recklessness, rebellion against God.
Dieu sera enlevé dans les écoles.
He's been taken out of the schools.
Dieu sera enlevé dans les nations.
He's been taken out of the nation.
Dieu sera enlevé dans les familles.
He's been taken out of the family.
Un abandon de la morale.
And so there's been an abandonment of moral values.
Il n'y a pas d'absolu.
There's no absolute truth anymore.
Tout est relatif.
Everything is relative.
C'est ça ce que nous appelons le relatif éthique.
And so we call this ethical relativism.
De la perversion sexuelle.
And then think about this, sexual perversion.
Et quand vous lisez dans les livres de Luc aussi.
And I want you to think about this, Matthew 24, and then connect it to Luke chapter 17.
Verset 26 à 27.
In Luke chapter 17, verses 37 to 39.
Jésus rappelle ce qui s'est passé au temps de Noé.
The Lord Jesus remembers what happened at the time of Noah.
Il dit, il sera comme au temps de Noé.
And he says, it will be like in the days of Noah.
Il sera, c'est le futur.
This is the future, but it's going to be like the days of Noah.
Et le futur, c'est maintenant.
And the future for us is right now.
Il sera comme au temps de Noé.
And Jesus said it's going to be like the times of Noah.
Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé au temps de Noé?
What was happening at the time of Noah?
Dans Genèse 6, verset 5.
Well, in Genesis 6 and verse 5.
Au temps de Noé, les pensées des hommes se portaient chaque jour.
At the time of Noah, the thoughts of men were constantly directed toward evil.
Les pensées des hommes.
The thoughts of men.
La Bible nous dit que l'homme est tel les pensées de son cœur.
The Bible says that they didn't even think about their hearts and their consciences.
Amen.
Amen.
L'homme est tel les pensées de son cœur.
Men just did the evil that was in their heart.
Et Jésus-Christ va dire aussi.
And so Jesus also said,
il en sera comme au temps de Lot.
He also said it would be like the time of Lot.
Qu'est-ce qui s'est passé au temps de Lot?
What was happening at the time of Lot?
Est-ce que nous ne voyons pas ce qui s'est passé au temps de Lot aujourd'hui?
Wouldn't you agree with me that the same things that happened with the time of Lot are happening today?
Lorsque vous lisez dans Genèse chapitre 19.
So you read in Genesis 19:5.
Même si dans le monde on ne nomme pas cela, mais la Bible nomme ça.
That Jesus said that all these things would happen just like the time of Lot.
Des relations contre nature.
And he said that there would be relationships that are contradictory to nature.
Homme avec homme.
Men with men.
Femme avec femme.
Women with women.
Même avec les animaux.
And men, even with animals.
Les animaux ne peuvent pas faire ça.
Animals don't do that.
Mais l'homme que Dieu a créé,
but God created
à
men,
son image,
in his image,
et à sa ressemblance,
and in his resemblance,
il vit cela.
He lives that way.
Il est tombé plus bas.
He has fallen so far.
Or, c'est lui que Dieu a dit, faisons l'homme à notre image et à notre ressemblance.
And yet God said he created us in his image, but there's a contradiction.
Jésus-Christ ajoute,
Jesus then adds to that,
que le véritable amour sera rare.
That the true love will be rare during this time.
Véritable amour.
True love.
Mais gloire soit rendue à Dieu.
But glory to Jesus. Glory
parce
to
qu'il
God.
Dit cette bonne nouvelle du royaume.
Because he says there is good news and the good news of the kingdom
sera prêchée à toutes les nations.
Will be preached in all nations.
Et après quoi viendra la fin?
And then what? Then the end will come. Then the end will come.
Amen.
Amen.
C'est le dernier signe.
This is the last sign.
Cette bonne nouvelle du royaume,
this good news of the kingdom,
sera prêchée à toutes les nations,
that it'll be preached in all the nations.
Et après quoi viendra la fin?
And then what? Then the end will come.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Je ne peux pas arriver ici aux États-Unis.
I couldn't come here to the States.
Je suis pas venu vendre ni acheter.
I didn't come because I could buy or sell something.
Nous avons le coltan, nous avons le diamant, nous avons le cassiterite.
There are so many different challenges that we have faced.
Qui a son téléphone aujourd'hui?
Who has their cell phone today?
Levez votre téléphone.
Who has got your cell phone? Yeah, okay.
La matière que vous utilisez dans votre téléphone ne se trouve nulle part ailleurs.
Do you know
c'est
that
au Congo.
The materials that make your cell phone, you cannot find them here in North America. It can only be found in the Congo.
Nulle part.
Not here. Thank you, Pastor.
Wow. Et quand je vois ça,
but when I see that,
ça arrive dans les nations.
I come to the nations.
Mais comment c'est arrivé chez nous ici, de là jusqu'ici?
But
comment?
How did that come from there to here?
Par quel moyen?
How was it possible? With what resources?
Amen.
Amen.
Deuxième point.
Second point.
Le Saint-Esprit a explicitement révélé.
The Holy Spirit revealed in the last days.
Que dans les derniers jours.
That in the last days.
Il y aurait un abandon de la foi personnelle en Jésus-Christ.
There would be an abandonment of personal faith in Jesus Christ and of biblical truth.
Et la parole de Dieu.
And so, even an abandonment of God's word.
L'abandon de la foi.
They abandon their faith.
Réel.
Real faith, I'm talking about.
Il y a la foi et foi.
There's faith and then there's faith.
Mais la foi qui sauve,
but the faith that saves,
la foi qui vous fait posséder les choses de Dieu,
the faith that allows you to receive the things of God,
c'est dans la parole de Dieu.
It's in the word of God.
Il est dit, la foi vient de ce qu'on entend.
And so it's the faith that you hear.
Mais ce qu'on entend vient de la parole de Dieu.
Thus you hear something, but that comes from God's word.
C'est la foi qui peut sauver.
And so it's faith that'll save you.
Le médecin peut vous dire,
God, the doctor can tell
vous êtes
you,
malade.
You're sick.
Voilà les médicaments.
Here's your medicine.
Vous pouvez prendre ça pour être guéri, pour
you
être
can take this
soigné,
to be healed, to get better, yeah.
Mais je ne dis pas pour être guéri, parce que le médecin soigne.
So medicine can help you get better, but it doesn't heal you.
Celui qui guérit, c'est Jésus.
But the one who heals you is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
On est ensemble,
si are you with me today?
Je suis pas professeur comme mon frère.
I'm not
professeur.
A professor like my
je
brother.
Je suis professeur, bien entendu. Je suis professeur, mais ici, c'est... Je suis venu pour servir dans...
Well, I can teach, but I'm here to serve. I'm here to serve, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
Mais vous croyez aussi au médecin.
But do you believe in a doctor, in medicine?
Et vous prenez des produits.
And you take that stuff.
Et ça, on peut appeler sa foi.
And it can help you once in a while.
Croyez-moi.
But can you believe with me?
Il y a les astronautes qui sont allés dans la Lune.
You know, astronauts went to the moon.
Chez nous, nous ne les avons pas vus.
So we don't have doubt about that.
Mais nous avons cru, ils sont descendus dans le Cap David.
And continue, s'il vous plaît.
Et puis, nous avons cru.
And so we took.
Ils sont allés dans la Lune.
We believe that they went to the moon.
Ça, c'est Omoni? Aussi la foi, la croyance.
Omoni? That's Lingala for it. Do you get me? So we believe that resources came from the Congo to make your cell phone. We believe that people went to the moon.
Amen.
Amen.
Le chapitre 4 nous dit,
so
l'Esprit
chapter 4 in 1
expressément.
Timothy, that in the last days, expressly,
les gens se confieront dans les esprits séducteurs.
That people will listen to seductive and deceptive spirits.
Et cet esprit-là, c'est au pluriel.
And that spirit is pervasive.
L'esprit de Dieu n'est pas au pluriel.
But those spirits are plural, many of them. But the Holy Spirit is singular.
Amen.
Amen.
Les esprits séducteurs.
Spirits of seduction.
Et ici, il apparaîtra dans l'Église des ministres de Dieu.
And so, listen carefully, ministers of God will appear in the church.
Hautement qualifiés.
They're going to be highly qualified.
Puissamment oint par Dieu.
They're going to be powerfully anointed.
Certains accompliront des grandes choses pour
some
Dieu.
Some will accomplish great things for God.
Et ils prêcheront efficacement la vérité
they're
de l'Évangile.
They're going to preach the truth of the gospel effectively.
Mais ils s'éloigneront de la foi.
But watch this. They will gradually stray from the faith.
Petit à petit.
Little by little.
C'est tournant vers les esprits séducteurs.
And they're going to start turning to seducing spirits.
Et les fausses doctrines.
And false doctrines.
Les grands.
Well-known ministries.
Des rois.
Even kings.
À cause de leur ancienne onction.
Listen carefully, because of their former anointing.
Et de leur ferveur passée pour Dieu.
And their fervor and zeal for God.
Ils entraîneront un grand nombre de personnes dans leur égarement.
They will lead many people into error.
Un grand.
Large ministries.
Quand vous lisez Galates.
When you read Galatians 1, 6 to 9.
L'apôtre Paul dit.
The apostle Paul says.
Ils ont laissé l'évangile pour se confier à un autre évangile.
He said, you guys have started listening to another gospel.
Et il dit aux Galates.
And he told the Galatians.
Au chapitre 3, verset 1er.
In chapter 3, verse 1.
Oh, Galates.
Oh, Galatians.
Vous êtes insensés.
You, who bewitched you?
Qui vous a ensorcelé?
Who led you away and bewitched you?
Qui vous a ensorcelé?
Who seduced you?
Je ne sais pas ici aux États-Unis.
I don't know if in the States.
Mais chez moi, j'ai vu ça.
Where I live, I've seen this.
J'ai vu des familles divisées.
I've seen families divided.
Parce qu'il y a un prophète qui
est venu. Because there's a prophet who
avec
comes.
Avec un message.
Who has a message.
Que papa et maman se sont eux qui vous ensorcellent.
Ensorcellent.
Papa et maman, ils sont sorciers. Ils sont en train de t'envoûter.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's witchcraft in the family.
Papa et maman.
With the mom and dad.
Mais si papa et maman sont sorciers.
But if the mom and dad are witch doctors or sorcerers.
Mais toi, tu es sorti de papa et maman.
Okay, and you came from that family. Gotcha. Go ahead. Yeah.
Tu es qui?
Okay, who are you? You're a sorcerer. It's a generational curse. I'm with you. I'll continue. Yeah, ça va.
La femme et le mari.
The husband and wife.
Il dit, la femme ou l'homme est sorcier.
And so the husband and wife are sorcerers.
Mais la Bible nous dit.
But the Bible says.
Que celui qui s'attache avec une femme ou avec un homme.
But if you leave your husband or leave your parents to attach yourself to become one with your spouse.
Vous êtes une seule chair.
That you're one flesh.
Et si vous êtes une seule chair.
And if you're one flesh.
Si lui est sorcier.
If he's a sorcerer.
Toi, femme, tu es qui?
You're what? You're a sorcerer.
C'est au Congo, pas ici aux États-Unis.
That's in the Congo. I know, not here in the States, right?
J'ai vu des familles divisées.
But I've seen families divided over that.
Apparaît, c'est un autre évangile apparaît parce qu'il y aura des gens qui vous troubleront.
And this is another gospel. It will appear and there will be people who trouble you.
Et qui renversent l'évangile de Christ.
And they want to return or overturn the gospel of Christ.
Christ est venu nous réconcilier
so
avec Dieu.
Jesus came to reconcile us to God.
Et il est venu nous réconcilier aussi les uns les autres.
And he came to help us reconcile with others.
Amen.
Amen.
Et tous ces puissants serviteurs de Dieu.
And all this power of servants of God.
Ils pensent que l'onction habite en eux.
Oh, they think that the anointing is within them. The anointing comes from themselves. Yeah.
C'est pourquoi il dit, venez, je vais vous guérir.
And that's why they say, oh, come, I will heal you.
Venez, je vais vous faire ceci.
Come here, I'll do this. In other words, the focus is on people.
Wow.
These ministers of the gospel that,
dans quelle
that
puissance
can deceive.
Il peut cela?
And so they're looking to power from themselves.
Les dons n'habitent pas en nous.
And so think about this. The gifts of the Spirit don't live in you.
Et ce n'est pas notre propre possession.
It's not something that you had on your own.
Mais le Saint-Esprit,
but it's the Holy Spirit.
Les dons habitent
it's
dans
the Holy
le Saint-Esprit
Spirit who lives in
nous.
Us. And because the Holy Spirit's in us, we have gifts.
Hello.
Amen.
We are together.
Are we together? Nous sommes ensemble.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci.
Jean 14.
So John chapter 14.
Verset 15 to 16.
Et le verset
23.
And then if you look at verse 23.
Nous dit, il viendra le Saint-Esprit.
The Bible says the Holy Spirit comes.
Et il demeurera en vous.
And he will live in you. He'll dwell in you. He'll
et il
dwell.
Sera en vous.
And he's going to dwell in you.
Il vous enseignera.
And he's the one who's going to teach
il vous
you.
Conduira.
And he's going to guide you.
Il rendra témoignage.
And he is going to be a testimony in you.
En nous.
In you.
Un Dieu qui se réduit en nous.
And so God resides in us.
Le Saint-Esprit habitant en nous,
the Holy
c'est Dieu
habite lives en nous. And that's God residing in us.
Et j'aimerais que le frère nous donne dans Jean 14, verset 23.
And just put up John 14, verse 23, please, if you're able to find that.
Qu'est-ce qu'il est dit là-bas? Il est dit qu'il viendra et il habitera en nous. Verset 23.
Yeah, verse 23. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him.
Hallelujah. Home with him.
Our home with him.
We are home of the Father, Holy Spirit, and Jesus.
Amen.
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 Tell your brother you are home.
Tell your brother. You're at home. You're at home. Tell your neighbor.
Tell your neighbor. Amen.
Amen.
Il vient habiter en nous.
So he comes to live in us.
Alléluia.
Amen.
Et Alléluia. Les Écritures ont été inspirées par le Saint-Esprit.
The scriptures were inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Toute autre vérité enseignée
and
doit
so
être conforme.
Any other teaching must conform to this revelation.
À cette révélation.
At this revelation.
Toute vérité enseignée en dehors
every teaching that's outside
de cette constitution de Dieu
that's outside the counsel of God
c'est une hérésie.
It is an error.
L'esprit de l'erreur.
It's a spirit of error.
C'est ça ce qui peut conduire les gens aujourd'hui.
And unfortunately, this guides people.
Et beaucoup de croyants
many believers
abandonneront la foi
will abandon their faith
parce qu'ils n'auront pas réussi à aimer la vérité
because they fail to love the truth
et succomberont aux tendances des séductions des derniers jours
and they will succumb to the seductions of the last days and the temptations of the last days. In Ephesians, that's 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10.
Voilà.
Oh, lise, yes, yes, yes. Oh, it's there. No, it's not.
Many believers, we abandon.
There it is. Well, that's the point.
Together.
Many believers will abandon the
read
faith.
Together, please.
Many believers will abandon the faith because they fail to love the truth. And will succumb to the temptations of the last days.
Amen.
Amen.
Ils n'ont pas aimé l'amour de la vérité.
They don't love the truth.
Troisièmement, la popularité des enseignants non bibliques.
Thirdly, the popularity of non-biblical teachings
sera d'abord le résultat de l'action de Satan,
will first result from the actions of Satan
qui dirigera ses armées dans une opposition intense à l'œuvre de Dieu.
Satan will direct his forces in intense opposition to God's work.
Et nous aurons besoin d'armes spirituelles.
So we really need spiritual armor
pour contrecarrer
to fight against
les manifestations,
all of the manifestations,
du satanisme,
of Satanism,
du spiritisme,
of spiritism,
des pratiques occultes,
occult practices,
des positions démoniaques,
demonic possessions,
des tromperies démoniaques,
and even demonic deception.
Besoin des armes spirituelles.
We really need spiritual armor.
Parce que nous sommes dans power counter.
Nous sommes quoi?
Dans la confrontation.
Yeah, because we are in spiritual warfare. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Le combat spirituel est réel.
So spiritual warfare is very real.
Non pas avec la chair et le sang.
You're not fighting against flesh and blood.
Mais contre les dominations, les principautés.
But you are fighting against dominions and powers and territorial spirits.
Les croyants fidèles,
the faithful believers,
ne doivent pas penser que,
should not think,
parce que l'apostasie sera courante,
that because apostasy will be common,
dans la chrétienté,
in Christendom during the last days,
durant les derniers jours,
in the end times, the last
il sera impossible pour des véritables réveils.
Okay, so just because some will be deceived, real believers should not think that there cannot be genuine revival.
Des produits ou que l'évangélisation selon le modèle du Nouveau Testament ne pourra pas
genuine revival that will result in New Testament style evangelism.
Yes.
Good. Amen.
C'est pourquoi
that's why
Dieu a promis.
That's why God
que dans les derniers jours,
that in the last days,
il sauverait ceux qui invoqueraient son nom.
Save people who will call on his name.
Et il mettrait à part.
And so then he would want people that will call on him be set apart. Yeah, set apart.
De cette génération corrompue.
Set apart from a corrupt generation.
Et perverse.
And a perverse generation.
Qui les répandra son esprit sur eux.
And then he would pour out his Holy Spirit on them.
Amen.
Amen.
Et le troisième point,
and the third point of this section.
Dans les derniers jours,
in the last days,
les croyants doivent s'attendre à affronter un déluge écrasant d'impiété.
Should expect to face an overwhelming flood of ungodliness.
Les choses iront en s'empirant.
Things that are just anti-God.
Résultat des enseignements anti-biblique.
In other words, things will worsen due to anti-biblical teaching.
Vous savez que l'enseignement produit un comportement. L'enseignement
teachings
produit un comportement.
Teachings produce certain things.
Ouais.
Teachings produce things, yes. Good and bad.
Yes. Good and bad.
Good and bad. Tell your neighbor, Pastor Eric's trying. He's trying. He's trying. I'm trying.
No. It's good. Amen.
Amen.
Aujourd'hui, là, il do better. More better, me.
No. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Ces temps seront caractérisés par
okay,
quoi?
So what are the end times going to be characterized by?
Par une méchanceté de plus en plus cruelle.
Increasing cruelty and wickedness.
Regardez ce que vous regardez à la télévision.
Look at what you're seeing on
je
TV.
Je ne sais pas ici.
I don't know about here.
Mais chez moi.
But where I'm at.
Oh, une insécurité terrible.
Oh, it's unbelievable what comes on the television.
Pourquoi?
Why?
Parce que les gens cherchent.
Oh.
Why? À détruire des vies.
Why? Because the people are actually looking how to destroy things.
S'il n'est pas d'accord avec toi,
and so if you're not in agreement with that,
au lieu de venir vous parler,
instead of coming and talking to you,
ils vous tuent.
They'll kill you.
Si vous n'êtes pas d'accord avec lui,
if you're not in agreement with somebody,
ils vous tuent.
They'll kill you.
Si vous dites le contraire de ce que lui pense.
If you say the contrary of what somebody else thinks,
il vous met en prison.
They're going to put you in prison.
Et c'est pas ici aux États-Unis, mais c'est moi.
Maybe that's not here in the States, but man, where I live.
Un affaiblissement des principes moraux.
Weakening of moral principles.
La multiplication des faux croyants.
Thirdly, multiplication of false believers.
Conséquence de fausses doctrines.
As a result of false doctrines
et croyances.
And false doctrines and beliefs.
C'est la conséquence.
That is the consequence.
Des faux enseignements.
Of false teaching.
Qui produit.
Who produce or that
des
produce.
Des faux croyants.
False believers.
Ils confessent.
They confess.
Mais ils ne possèdent pas.
But they don't possess or own it. We could say that. They say it, but they don't own it. They're not real believers.
L'apparition des fausses églises.
The rise of false churches.
De fausses églises au sein du royaume de Dieu.
Within the kingdom of God.
Et la voix de la vérité sera calomniée.
And the slander of the way of truth.
Ces temps seront particulièrement cruels.
These are particular things.
Et éprouvantes.
And that are pervasive.
Pour les véritables serviteurs de Dieu.
So these times will be particularly harsh and a time of testing for the true servants of God.
On peut vous arrêter.
They could stop you. They could arrest you.
Ça a commencé dans les Actes des Apôtres.
You know, that started in the Acts of the Apostles.
Pierre et Jean ont guéri seulement un paralytique à la porte.
Yeah, remember Acts 3, Paul and Peter, they healed a crippled man.
Mais il est l'objet du jugement.
But they were judged right away.
De fouet.
They were...
Ils ont fait du bien.
They were criticized and judged just for doing something good.
L'apôtre Paul dresse la liste de ceux qui sont ancrés dans l'égoïsme.
The Apostle Paul, in the passage we read, lists those who are anchored in selfishness.
C'est pourquoi quand vous voyez dans 2 Timothée 3,
that's why in 2 Timothy 3,
c'est là que vous pouvez lire.
And you can read it on your own.
À la maison,
when you're at your house,
ça produit, c'est l'égoïsme qui produit ça.
But then it says this, today,
l'égoïsme.
Oh, it talks about people that worm their way in to people's houses, but the root of that is selfishness.
Et l'égoïsme est comme la mère qui produit, qui enfante tous ces comportements.
And so selfishness and egotistical pride is what causes these things.
Aujourd'hui, certains enseignants
and so today, with,
disent qu'un manque d'amour pour soi est la racine du péché.
So today, some teach that the lack of self-love is the root of sin.
Mais la révélation apostolique nous dit le contraire.
But the apostolic revelation actually teaches the opposite. That it's not about yourself. It's not about you doing it yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
Mais gloire soit rendue à Dieu.
Man, I just want to give praise to the Lord.
De point quatre.
Look at number four. Point number
la
four.
Promesse.
The promise of the
Saint-Esprit
of the Holy Spirit.
Dans les derniers jours.
In the last days.
Est un contrepoids.
And this is the counterpoint.
Un antidote.
And the antidote.
Contre l'apostasie et l'esprit.
Against apostasy and deceiving spirits.
Amen.
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 I repeat again.
I want to
la
repeat
promesse
that again.
Du Saint-Esprit.
The promise of the Holy Spirit.
Et le Saint-Esprit en nous.
And the Holy Spirit in
dans
us,
les derniers jours.
In the last days.
Va être un contrepoids.
Is going to be the counterpoint.
Un antidote,
like an antidote
contre l'apostasie et les esprits
against apostasy and against deceiving spirits.
C'est pourquoi le Saint-Esprit n'est pas une option.
That's why the Holy Spirit is not an option.
Le Seigneur nous dit, soyez remplis du Saint-Esprit.
The Holy Spirit, God says, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ne vous enivrez pas du pain, du vin.
It's going to be new wine.
Mais soyez remplis.
But you need to be filled.
C'est une obligation.
It's an obligation.
C'est un devoir.
It's something that you need to study and know.
Et c'est la présence de Dieu en nous.
And it's the presence of God in us.
Qui va contrecarrer ces œuvres de ténèbres.
That is going to counter these deceptive spirits.
Nous-mêmes, nous sommes incapables.
And so we're not capable.
Gloire soit rendue à
but
Dieu.
But glory to God.
Pour le Saint-Esprit.
For the Holy Spirit.
Joël a promis.
You know, Joel, the prophet Joel promised.
Dans les derniers jours.
In the end times.
Dieu a promis, je répandrai mon esprit.
I am going to to pour out my spirit.
Et le Saint-Esprit a voyagé.
And the Holy Spirit traveled.
Depuis que Noé avait relâché la colombe. Noah avait relâché la colombe dans
C'est quoi, colombe?
Il relâche colombe, l'oiseau qui était dans.
Oh yeah. So Noah, when it stopped raining and was in the ark, he released a dove. A dove.
Et cette dove a voyagé.
And this dove traveled.
Depuis tout ce temps-là.
And everywhere that dove went.
Et le jour du baptême de Jésus-Christ.
And on the same day that Jesus was baptized.
Il est venu d'abord dans Marie.
He first came into my life.
Pour que Jésus soit conçu par l'Esprit.
So that I,
Il est venu dans le sein de Marie.
Oh, he was born in the...
Le Saint-Esprit est descendu dans Marie.
Okay, sorry. The Holy Spirit descended on Mary.
Et Jésus est né par là, par le Saint-Esprit.
And he was born by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Et le jour du baptême.
And on the day of his baptism.
Et il est venu sur lui.
The dove came. The Holy Spirit came on him.
Il a dit, quand il était sorti de l'eau.
And when you come out of the water.
La voix s'est fait entendre.
The voice that he heard.
Celui-ci est mon fils.
This is my son.
En qui j'ai mis toute mon affection.
With whom I love and whom I'm well pleased.
Et le Saint-Esprit l'a amené.
And the Holy Spirit came.
Dans le désert.
Came in the desert.
Ce n'était pas Satan.
it wasn't Satan at that point.
Si vous passez le désert.
If you get through the desert.
Le Saint-Esprit peut être avec vous.
The Holy Spirit's going to be with you.
Si vous êtes dans la maladie ou l'épreuve.
If you're facing trials,
even sickness. Le Saint-Esprit peut être avec vous pour vous consoler.
The Holy Spirit is there to counsel you.
Pour que vous ne tombiez pas en dépression.
So that you won't fall into depression.
Pour que vous ne soyez pas opprimé.
So that you won't be oppressed.
Il peut venir avec vous.
He comes to you and with you.
Il est allé avec Jésus.
He went with Jesus.
Et ce jour-là.
And that day.
Jésus a dit, l'Esprit du Seigneur est sur moi.
The Holy Spirit.
Est sur moi.
Is on me.
Il m'a oint.
When he came out of the desert, he said, the Holy Spirit is on
Amen.
Me. And he has anointed me.
Amen.
Amen.
Et il a promis à ses disciples.
And he promised his disciples.
Ne quittez pas.
Don't leave.
Maintenant, ce n'est pas seulement en vous qui viendra.
Now, it's not just going to be in you that I come.
Mais il va demeurer en vous.
But I am going to live and dwell in you.
Et il va agir avec vous.
Yeah, and I'm going to move with you. So I'm not just going to be on you, I'm going to be in you to move
Et
with you.
Et il va vous accompagner.
And he's going to accompany you.
Jusqu'aux extrémités de la terre.
All the way to the ends of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Je crois qu'il est, il est au Congo, il est partout.
I believe not just in the Congo, but everywhere.
Depuis ces jours-là,
you know, since that time,
Jésus a promis,
Jesus promised,
ils sont restés priés.
And they were staying in prayer.
Et le jour de la Pentecôte,
and then on the day
le
of
Saint-Esprit est descendu.
The Holy Spirit fell.
Ils ont commencé.
And they started.
Ce n'est pas les parler en langue qui
est. Not just to speak in tongues,
mais ils étaient remplis d'abord.
But they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Et ils ont commencé à parler.
And then they started to speak.
Le remplissage.
So they're filled.
C'est un débordement de la présence de Dieu.
And so it was a release of the presence of God.
À parler en langue.
And they started to speak in tongues.
Pourquoi parler en langue?
Why speak in tongues?
Le Seigneur nous donne la force de communiquer avec lui lorsque nous sommes faibles.
The Lord gives us the power to communicate with him because we're so weak.
Il est dit, l'esprit, nous ne savons pas comment prier.
So the Bible says we don't know how to pray.
Mais le Saint-Esprit intercède en nous.
But the Holy Spirit intercedes in us and through us.
Par des soupirs.
By intercession, the groanings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Le Saint-Esprit nous donne.
The Holy Spirit gives us
la connaissance de la parole de Dieu.
The knowledge of the word of God.
Cette parole a été inspirée par le Saint-Esprit.
The word of God was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
La promesse de l'Esprit
the promise
est pour
of the
tous
Holy
les croyants qui
is
croient.
For all believers.
Même pour nos enfants.
And even for our children.
Vous savez, notre église a commencé avec les enfants.
You know, we started with kids, with
Et
children.
Les enfants étaient baptisés dans le Saint-Esprit.
And the Holy Spirit. Kids were baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Et quand ils rentraient à la maison,
And then when they went back to their houses,
les enfants parlaient en langue.
The kids were speaking in tongues.
Et les parents sont venus.
And the parents came.
Qu'est-ce que tu es, magicien?
What are you, a magician?
Qu'est-ce que tu as fait avec nos enfants?
What did you do with our children?
Mais les enfants,
But the kids,
ils pouvaient entendre ça, parler en langue.
They heard speaking in tongues.
Ils pouvaient prier et parler dans l'esprit.
And then they would speak in the Holy Spirit.
Révéler des choses à leurs parents.
And they would reveal things to their parents.
Dire à leur papa et à leur maman dans la famille.
And they would tell their mom and dad and the family.
Vous avez des fétiches.
You've got fetishes in your
Abandonne
house.
Abandonne ça.
You need to get rid of that.
Comment un enfant peut vous dire ça?
How could a kid say that?
J'en ai vu. Un enfant qui peut venir vers papa.
A child that comes to their dad.
Il lui parle, papa.
Hey, dad.
Cette femme-là que vous vivez avec n'est pas maman.
That woman that you're with is not my mom.
Le Saint-Esprit.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Le Saint-Esprit nous donne une dimension de la compréhension de la parole.
The Holy Spirit gives us a dimension of understanding of the Word of God.
Il nous donne des dons spirituels.
He gives us spiritual gifts.
Pour que nous puissions bénir les
so
autres.
That we can bless others.
Alléluia.
Hallelujah.
Aujourd'hui, le Seigneur le fait encore.
Today, the Lord is doing
Et
it
ce
again.
Matin, il peut encore le faire.
And this morning, he can do it again.
Ne soyez pas content de ce que j'ai été baptisé.
You know, don't say to yourself, oh, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Il y a quelqu'un qui a dit ceci.
There's some people that say this.
Nous sommes comme une outre.
We're like a vase. That we're like vessels that hold wine.
Mais c'est continuellement cloué.
Oh, that has leaks in it, cracks.
Mais si c'est cloué,
but if it's got a hole in
il faut continuellement
it, you have to continue filling it.
Amen.
So some people feel like, hey, we're broken vessels. But if we're broken vessels, then we need to keep being filled again and again.
We need to feel. Again and again. Tomorrow, yesterday is not today.
Mm.
And the tomorrow, c'est pourquoi il est dit à chaque jour suffit sa peine.
And that's why the Lord says, "My mercies are new every morning."
Amen.
Amen.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
May God bless you.
Mais le psaume 110.
And I want to conclude with this verse, Psalm 110,
le verset 7,
and verse 7.
Il est dit ceci.
It says this.
Ils boivent au torrent pendant les marches.
He will drink from the brook along the way.
C'est pourquoi il relève la tête.
And so he will lift his head high.
si vous marchez comme ça à cause du poids des problèmes.
So you're walking like this, burdened with problems.
Ce n'est pas l'eau de, ce n'est pas l'eau des robinets. Des robinets où vous allez après quelqu'un d'autre.
Sorry. Robinet da yebite ça.
Robinet yebi. That was just votre van de robinet. Qui m'avait montré hier le tuyau. Voyez le tuyau qui sort de l'eau.
Oh, yeah. So this is not water that you get from a faucet.
Yes.
Excusez-moi, sorry. I'm
Mais
trying. Yeah.
C'est un torrent.
But this is a current.
Vous pouvez plonger dedans.
You can jump in this river.
Vous pouvez aller boire comme
you can drink from this river.
Et ce matin-là,
that day,
ce torrent est là.
That current, that torrential outpouring.
Pour que la semaine,
so that for the week,
vous puissiez relever la tête.
You'll be able to lift your head. As you walk, then you'll lift your head.
Dans tous les problèmes que vous avez.
Even all the problems that you face.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
May God bless you.
Que vous accorde sa grâce.
I pray that you will experience his grace.
Et nous savons que Jésus a promis.
And we know that Jesus has promised.
Nous savons que le Saint-Esprit a déclaré cela.
And we know the Holy Spirit declared this.
Et nous savons aussi que les enseignements faux,
and we know that
les faux enseignements, les faux enseignements apportent des faux comportements.
False teachings bring false comfort.
Et nous avons la promesse.
And we have the promise
du Saint-Esprit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Non pas seulement la promesse.
Not just a promise.
Mais il est au milieu de nous.
But he's among us.
Il suffit seulement, il a dit, demandez, vous recevrez.
He said, just ask and you'll receive.
Si vous mauvais que vous êtes, vous donnez à vos enfants des bonnes choses.
If you who are evil give good gifts to your children.
Mais à combien plus forte raison votre Père.
How much more powerful is your
donnera-t-il le Saint-Esprit à ceux qui le lui demandent.
Who gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask.
Ce matin, demandons-lui.
This morning, ask the Lord.
J'en ai assez.
Ask the Lord.
Je veux ta présence.
And I want to intercede and pray for his presence.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, my brother. Let's stand to our feet. Let's stand to our feet.